South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan told reporters Wednesday his government will bring family members of a Japanese woman believed to have been abducted by North Korea in contact with a convicted North Korean terrorist. Former North Korean spy Kim Hyun-hee admitted planting a bomb that blew up a South Korean airliner in 1986, killing 115 people. She was sentenced to death, but later pardoned and lives in South Korea. Yoo says she will meet relatives of Yaiko Taguchi, a Japanese national believed to have been abducted by the North in the late 1970s. He says the meeting will take place sometime soon and details are still being worked out. North Korea has admitted abducting at least 13 Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 80s, mainly to train spies in Japanese language and culture. Tokyo demands more cooperation from Pyongyang in accounting for those people and for what it believes are even more abductions. The ex-spy says she took Japanese lessons from Yaiko Taguchi and believes North Korea lied about her death in a 1986 car crash. The planned meeting could be seen as a provocation by Pyongyang at a time when North-South tensions are already high. Last month, Pyongyang announced it was scrapping past peace accords with the South. Foreign Minister Yoo's meeting Wednesday in Seoul with his Japanese counterpart, Nakasone Hirofumi, took place amid warnings the North may be preparing a test launch of a long-range ballistic missile. He says the two ministers share concerns about North Korea's recent hardline stance. They call on North Korea to act responsibly and contribute to regional stability. Nakasone says peace and stability require dealing with a number of problems, not just related to security. He says it is necessary to devise a comprehensive solution to the issue of North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles, as well as human rights problems, including the abduction issue. Both ministers are expected to meet next week with new U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton when she visits the region. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.